John Nuzzo, Taurus, and the waking, Pisces and the emotional, Gemini and the causal, and Aquarius and the supracausal. Okay, so in order for me to try to have John become aware of these situations in his four bodies, in his four mental bodies. The best way to go away, to teach him or to tutor him is just to say that he needs to stop what he's thinking and try and become aware of the paradox of it.
Precisely. That we have, and he doesn't need to be aware of the emotional mind, the causal body, the supracausal, because his intuition is constantly guiding him to handle all of those problems. And he will only be able to handle his emotional, causal, and supracausal deficiencies by getting into the space between the thoughts and his waking state. There's only one way to resolve those problems, and that's it.
Yeah.
He can't fight for his emotional needs. He'll never know what they are. He's identified with the waking state.
Yeah.
The waking state isn't aware of the fucking emotional body.
And can never be.
It's like you trying to be aware of what your wife is talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, a man never knows what the hell a woman is doing. She doesn't know what she's doing either.
In the waking state, right.
She doesn't know in any state. She's constantly confused. She's thinking this and she's thinking the fucking opposite. I mean, we're all going like that, Dominic. We all, you know, like Elka Petra said to me yesterday. She said, "You used to talk such high praises about this Irwin." And I said, "Yeah, well, that was my identity type talking about him. In my intuition, now I know he's a fucking asshole. And so I don't care about the way that I used to praise him." And she said, "Well, I just don't get it because now you're saying this and you used to say that." And I said, "It wasn't me saying that. It was my identity type that I was believing saying that. Now it's my intuition saying this about him and I believe that." And she says, "Well," and I said, "Look, Elka Petra, don't blame me for being confused because you're more confused than I am." And you know that that's true.
She's
at least as confused as I am.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so when I talked to John about women, and you were telling me this before, I can say something like, "John, it would be really helpful, and you'll have more success, if you really try in your heart to think about what the woman needs and how you can fulfill their needs."
Yeah, to ask yourself.
To ask yourself.
In your heart and sincerely want to know, what does she need from me?
What does she need from me? Okay.
Yeah, and then listen to the answer and notice on the one hand why you want her to have it and on the other hand why you don't want to give it to her. And that's the paradox for you. On the one hand, you want her to have it. On the other hand, you don't want to give it to her. You want her to go find some fucking way to get it herself.
Yeah.
But the solution for you in your life will be to find it in your heart, to give it to her freely, whatever God is telling you inside that she needs from you. And that's the only way that he'll ever be able to establish a relationship with a woman in his life.
And in the same way then, too, he has to think in those terms of his causal body and his long-term planning, which might be more ambiguous to him. Really,
it's more distant.
He doesn't know what that is.
No, but he also does know that he needs to eat.
Yeah.
He needs to know why it is that he's out of money.
Right.
He needs to finally come to an understanding of why he's broke.
Yeah.
Of why he can't keep a job. Of why he's not interested in what his boss thinks.
Right. Right.
He's not interested in what his boss thinks.
No. And he's not interested in what Scientology is telling him either.
Not really.
But do we want him to fulfill those needs?
Of course. But they can only be fulfilled in his relationship to his intuition.
Okay. All right, that's a good summary.